Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our labels series. We're looking at how the gospel calls us to a life above labels. And the label that we pushed back on this week was the label of better. You know, it was a passage that you probably don't hear taught on very much in Luke chapter 13, where Jesus addresses the idea of tragedy. 18 people had died where a tower had fallen in a region of Jerusalem called Siloam. And Jesus was being, he was being interrogated about this. And really, that's the two views that we tend to hold on to regarding tragedy. One is the religious view, where, you know, tragedy is really dependent on your morality. You have to be a good person so that you don't experience bad things. Or it's not just the religious view. Maybe we take the irreligious view. That's kind of more prevalent in our culture today, which is really that tragedy is not dependent on your morality, but rather it's more like misery. That the fact that God doesn't give us the good, comfortable life that we want means that he's either impotent or he's not there. And so when tragedy comes, the only answer really is just got to take a tough pill. You just got to be tougher. Jesus has a completely different answer. He looks at tragedy through the lens of hope. And that's important for us because, you know, the thing, one of the comments I made was the biggest problem in Delaware County, spiritually speaking, is not how we break the Ten Commandments as much as it is how we think we keep them, right? It's the essence of sin is pride. And in these good moments in our lives, we tend to think those things depend on us, right? If I'm a good dad, I have good kids. If I'm a good employee, I have a successful career. If I'm a good husband, I have a great marriage. And the problem with that is that when something goes wrong, we're crushed under the weight of our own lack of ability to fix things, to uphold things. And so Jesus says, what you really need is to repent. Turn God's direction, no matter what your situation and circumstance. And these aren't just words from him, but it's the way that he lived his life. Jesus lived simultaneously the most morally pure life and excruciatingly painful life ever. And if he was willing to go to the cross for you, he will never leave you. What would he not do for you? So I'm going to pray that into reality in our lives, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, thank you for today. Thank you for the ways that you always walk with us. So God, today we just give our lives to you. Pray for those who are in good seasons this morning, God, that they would repent and lean into you, not on their own pride, their own ability. I pray for those who are going through a difficult season today, God, that you would be near them. They would understand and know your presence, know your love during this season as well. Now you take the opportunity to pray.